red horse, it'd tie your sock around your neck or your stocking around your neck. And you'd be all right in the morning, and it seemed like it worked. But now, if that wasn't a... That was a quack doctor's description I ever heard of.
Make you forget it, huh?
And now that's where Mother come in on this pneumonia and stuff. Mother bleeding, putting a rag on you here, you know, with maybe a little coal oil, turpentine, and lard on it to keep blistering you. Loosen you up in there. And the old doctor said, well, medical profession don't recommend it, but it said it works. About getting gal with a leg. He's worried me one year. And he went off over the load and got drunk and they shaved his head.
Oh.
And he come in home and went to work next morning. The next morning I went down to where he's at. He was sitting with the fireplace and I said, what's the matter, Tom? He said, I don't know. But tell you something. Mom and Dad sat up with him about 10 days and got him straightened out. Doc said he sure got that pneumonia a good case of.
Pretty severe joke.
Yeah. The dread out of a man having his head shaved.
Did
I seen that boy the other day had his head shaved because he got to a safe raise and shaved his head so it was kid. Chiggers on his head. Seen that picture in the paper, he's holding that safety raise up there with his head.
Little kid?
Yeah.
Crazy nut. Was that disease ever here where the patient turned yellow?
What's called yellow jaundice?
Yeah.
My wife had them pretty bad.
Get over them all right?
No. He never did get over them good. He just got first one thing, another kept jumping on her. That old Dr. Walker there, hospital at Marlow. He said if they were telling me I had yellow jaundice, I said I can't think of much that they could tell me that I'd just seen have it. He said that yellow jaundice is rough.
To get back to this diphtheria again, what did you call that?
Well, they called it diphtheria.
Just plain old diphtheria. Yeah. When you ate something that didn't agree with you and you felt it going round and round and round in your stomach, what did you say? You were sick. Where?
The stomach.
Excuse me?
It's your stomach.
And if it got too bad, you'd have to do what?
Well, you had to go to the doctor, get the doctor down there or something.
Well, if you couldn't keep your food down anymore, what did you say you had to do?
Well, you had to do a lot of vomiting. Get your stomach settled or you'd be worse.
And this, get back to this one in the winter sometimes, get back to the red eyes and the runny nose and the cough, you say,
well, now then they'll tell you know, you've got the flu in the night. We used to call that the grip, you know, and things like that, bad cold. But now, you know, ever since World War I, when they had that 1918, they didn't have so much of that flu. It's been flu every time you get a little hoarse or take a cold and cough a little while, you've got the flu.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? The flu and viruses, everything's
a virus. Oh, my God, this virus is everything you got now, you've got a virus.
Yeah. Good little catch-all term.
Well, I'll tell you right now, me and my wife had that flu and went as bad in 1918. We was both in bed at once. In them days, you know, people didn't come to see you. They're afraid to. They thought this catching, and if you had it, you was about the same as dead.